It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The Vatican today suspended a German bishop who's embroiled in a scandal over lavish renovations to his residence near Frankfurt. He's also facing perjury charges for lying about having flown first class to India on church-related business. The scandal has shaken Germany's Catholics, who fund the church with part of their income taxes collected by the state. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Berlin.
Bettina Klinkmann unpacks new books at this Catholic bookstore in Berlin, opened by her grandfather 9 decades ago. She is one of the many German Catholics rattled by revelations that the Bishop of Limburg spent $43 million of church money to renovate his new residence and office complex.
Also, es ist eigentlich nicht richtig.
What the bishop did is simply not right. Many people say that the Catholic Church is stuck in the Middle Ages, and spending like this only bolsters their beliefs.
The Reverend Franz Peter Tebatz von Elst is reported to have spent nearly $4 million on fixing up his palatial apartment in the picturesque German town of Limburg. German media report that his new bathtub cost $20,000. Another $1 million was spent to spruce up the garden. The bishop has defended his spending on what he says were 10 separate building projects, with costs driven up because of historic building regulations.
Also, dieses Wort Protzbau trifft wirklich nicht zu.
In an interview with the German public television network ZDF, his architect, Michael Frielinghaus, dismissed claims of the Limburg project being ostentatious. He said a more accurate way to describe the work is high quality. That's not how many of his parishioners see it. Scores of them formally left the church after the scandal broke earlier this month. The 53-year-old bishop offered no immediate comment after being sidelined by the Vatican following his meeting with the Pope on Monday. How long Tebatz von Elst will be suspended is unclear, but few here believe he'll return to the Limburg diocese or any other in Germany. The Vatican says it is awaiting the outcome of a church investigation into his spending practices before reaching a final decision. Lay leaders in the Limburg diocese held a press conference today to try and appease public anger.
Wir wissen um die Verunsicherung.
Günter Geis, who is the dean of the cathedral chapter, said it will be hard to overcome people's broken trust. He called for prayers for the new vicar from neighboring Wiesbaden, who will take over in Limburg in the interim. But Christian Weisner of We Are Church, a grassroots organization seeking reforms, says it will take more than prayers to restore German Catholics' trust.
We need 100% transparency, and we parishioners need to have much more to say in how church money is spent. This money isn't the bishop's private stash, but it will take many years to get all the church's finances out into the open.
Weisner adds that there also hasn't been much sign of German church leaders responding to the Pope's call to lead more simple and frugal lives.
Im Ausland kann man sich das gar nicht vorstellen, dass ein deutscher Bischof.
Weisner says German bishops still earn upwards of $11,000 a month and drive high-end cars like Audis, BMWs, or Mercedes. Back in Berlin, bookstore owner Klinkmann says that church officials should learn from the Bishop of Limburg's mistakes.
Ich denke, dass man da vieles machen könnte. Also, ob's jetzt
Berlin's cardinal rides a bicycle, she says. Why don't more of the Catholic clergy behave like that? Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.